flying somewhere this summer, you might want to hang on to your luggage with your KFM News Update. I'm Andrew White. First, a cash reward of up to $2,000 has been offered in the arrest of a Sudbury woman wanted by Sudbury Rainbow Crime Stoppers. Lise Perot is with Rainbow Sudbury Crime Stoppers and says the 29-year-old is wanted for assault.
Natasha Toulouse is about 5'6", 141 pounds, last known to have long black hair and brown eyes.
Her photo can be seen by going to KFMRadio.ca. The Northeastern Catholic District School Board says renovations are underway at different schools and playgrounds around the district for the 2017-18 school year. This is on top of a student shift where kindergarten to grade 4 students in Timmins will be at former Sacred Heart School for the year. The first day of school in the region is September the 5th. North Bay Police have charged a 30-year-old man following a police pursuit. Detective Constable Aaron Pemberton says it all began when city cops observed a Honda CBR motorcycle in the area of John Street.
Police attempted to conduct a traffic stop. It is alleged the accused fled from police at a high rate of speed.
Police discontinued the pursuit for public safety reasons. The operator was later located and arrested near Thompson Park. And finally, ground crews for 30 airlines at Pearson International Airport in Toronto could soon be on the picket line, delaying flights in the process. The union representing 700 Swissport workers at Pearson filed a 72-hour strike notice on Monday and have asked its members to shoot down the company's final offer, putting workers on the picket lines as early as tomorrow. For local news and weather anytime, go to KFMRadio.ca.